Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. This is our weekly visit with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You betcha. And a lot of fun stats to talk about. 17-7 winners. Everybody who caught a pass yesterday for your offense either set a longest of the season or the longest of the career. Yesterday, just an overall, and I know you got a 24-hour rule, but we're going to have a little fun. We got a bye week. We got 2 weeks to take this all in, and just overall getting that W, getting that NFC South win, getting it on the road, all three phases, just a fun Sunday.
Yeah, no question. I think I was excited for our guys. Our guys deserve that. They've been battling for the last few weeks, and I really just appreciate how our guys come to work each and every week through adversity, that, you know, certainly the last few weeks. And, you know, I thought all three phases, it was just a good example, just playing complimentary football, all three phases battling. Thought physicality was going to be an important part of that game, just play style. And, you know, from a run game perspective on both sides of the football, it showed up and we were able to make plays when we needed to.
You know, Coach Moore, if we continue to do this, I'd say Saints win. And looking at, I think it's all connected. You look, coming into the game, we're only conversion rate like 37% on third down. And I count, you know, and maybe you can comment on why. Maybe you're a little more aggressive. It could be down in distance. But I look third and fourth down, we were 50%. I mean, 10 of 20. If you're 50%, no. Therefore, you're going to have offensive plays because you are maintaining the football. We had 67. And then time of possession had almost 7 minutes more possessing the ball and dictating the outcome of the game. So I just saw, just looking at that, how we were able to execute and get it done on third down. I thought that's the big difference to me. If you look at it, everyone looks at Chuck, how impressive he was, 19 of 27, 282 yards. But I think he did his best work on third downs, hitting 7 of 10 passes, 201 yards, and they both touchdowns. It is so monumental what you do on third down to the ebbs and flow of a game to dictate the outcome. I think truly that's how you win games.
No question. Third downs are hard downs. There's hard downs in football, and they're not easy. Third downs is certainly a big part of this. I just commend our guys. Like, I think they made big-time plays. They execute on third downs. You know, for Tyler to have a couple scramble opportunities where he was able to move off the spot and our guys were able to execute still in the scramble drill. The big time catch by Chris, and he had three big time catches on third downs. Again, just big time plays by all those guys, and it allowed us to control the football more than they had it, and control the game.
You know, Coach. You know, fans are always fascinated with this. You know, as long as you win the game, but whether you call them splash plays, chunk plays, and look how we spread the wealth. Whether it was Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson. And I saw you ran a screen. I like that with Alvin Kamara. That was a big play. But look, 61 yards, 52, 26 yards, and a 30-yard touchdown pass the Juwan Johnson, you having those chug plays. Finally, it seems like we were executing them. And so everybody was getting fed. But I want you to comment on that and how a big part that was in your offense with the splash plays and the players executing. But all of a sudden, that screen play y'all had, I mean, that's what Saints fans, we've witnessed that a lot in the past. That was highly successful. And I was just glad to see that was big time. When you look 26-yard gain on a screen, that's hitting and getting it. I would have taken just 8-plus, but that was a great play.
Yeah, our guys executed really well and created some big-time plays, and that's what you need in this league. This league's really challenging. There's a lot of good players on every team. It's hard to go, 12, 14-play drives and without creating explosives. That's really, really hard. You got to be perfect in every single down. And so to create explosives has a huge impact on games. Thought it was awesome for us to be able to create them in the pass game and the run game. And then on defensively, really they had two explosive plays, and that was it in the game, and that had a huge impact as well.
So, Coach, a bit of a two-part question to begin with. The play of the defensive line and the ability to knock down a few passes at the line of scrimmage. DeMario Davis, Jonathan Bullard, Chase Young would have had one, and somehow Bryce Young threw it between his hands, which is almost unbelievable. But he had that issue a little bit in Green Bay, and sometimes as a quarterback, when sometimes it can get in your head. So I wanted you to talk about kind of the ability to knock down balls at the line early, but also really Carolina unable to really get consistent pressure with just their front four on Tyler, but the Saints defense, the ability to get pressure with your front four. I mean, you sent, Alante some, but that ability both ways to stop them with the front four and to get pressure with your front four.
Yeah, good example. I think this game, at the end of the day, this game, a lot of times we can talk about a lot of things. Up front has a huge impact on wins and losses, our ability from a run game perspective, but then from a pass game perspective. I thought our O-line battled. I thought there was a lot of good there. We had two sacks, but obviously we can learn from both those and put ourselves in better situations. And then defensively, just keep pressuring, keep putting pressure on Bryce. The block shots, as we call them, those are huge plays. Those are huge plays in those situations because, even one, had a potential turnover opportunity with the ball up in the air, and usually those turn into turnovers. And so good vision, good recognition by our defense line. You're rushing the passer, but you anticipate those opportunities when you know the ball is coming out. And so big-time job by those guys.
Coach Warren, you mentioned putting pressure on the quarterback. I wanted to acknowledge, because I'm a historian kind of football, Cam Jordan. I'm looking at Cam Jordan, recorded his 125th career sack against Carolina, putting him a half a sack behind. We all heard of Pro Football Hall of Famer Dwight Freeney on the all-time list. So a lot of times when the player's watching, you're watching a particular player that's put that skins on the wall, and he's always available. What more can you say about Cam Jordan and to be able to achieve that? That means he's available, and then you can hold him accountable. But just elaborate on Cam Jordan, what he's meant to this team, especially on the defense.
Yeah, the longevity of his career has been incredible. His leadership has been incredible. His ability to help the younger group as they've kind of come along. And so, a lot of times as a veteran, the best way you can do it is lead by example. And that's exactly what Cam does. The way he prepares each and every week, he puts himself in position to be successful, to be available. He battles each and every week out there. We lose a few games in a row, and obviously it can be frustrating for all of us, fans, coaches, players. We all want the same thing. And for guys like Cam to just come to practice, come in each and every week, ready to go, ready to prepare, ready for the next opportunity, I think sets a big time example for those guys. And he's still producing on the field, which is obviously a really important aspect of this. And it's been awesome.
Need to take a quick break. The Saints, of course, have this week off. It is their bye week. You are listening to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. We are talking with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's right. Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore after the victory over the Carolina Panthers with Bobby Hebert. I'm Mike Haas. And I want to first give Nathan Shepard his due. 2 sacks in his last 3 games, 2 tackles for a loss in his last 3 games, 2 quarterback hits in his last 3 games, the big sack yesterday for minus 13. But can we please talk about the blocked field goal? So he blocks the field goal. It goes backwards. It hits a Carolina Panther in the head, his helmet, which forces the ball forward. And then Cam touches it. And then, but they say, okay, now it's Carolina's ball. But they give it to him at the line of scrimmage. So it couldn't have gone past the line of scrimmage. I don't know. The whole thing makes no sense to me. So I'd like for you to clear it up if you could.
We're still working through some clarity on that, just for ourselves, just to better educate ourselves. I think it's, you know, they got the call right based off the rules, as frustrating as it is for all of us. And so it's the way the rules are applied. Unfortunately, it's irrelevant what happens behind the line of scrimmage once the ball goes past the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously, we got to do our best not to touch it now. In the moment, it's really hard as a player to understand where you are on the field and what has happened to the ball so far prior to that. You see a ball, usually your natural reaction, obviously, is to get on the football and secure it. And so, unfortunate situation, you know, based off the rules. And you know, obviously, they called it based off the rules in a proper manner. And it's a frustrating one for us just because you feel like you're doing a lot of good in that play, and it just doesn't come out your way.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I didn't mean to jump in, Bobby, but I mean, to me, where that rule needs to be looked at is that if nothing that happens behind the line impacts what goes, that needs to be looked at, because there's a lot of stuff that could go on behind the line with the opposing team that could impact the play. And if it doesn't, I don't know. Anyway, you answer the question, and I appreciate it. That rule needs to be looked at in the offseason.
Well, the one thing, though, we did get justice. Because they botched when they were running a jet sweep or that type play, and Werner did get the ball back. So I said, okay, I'm not going to bitch too much about this. We got the fumble. We got the ball. But I was like, you got to be kidding me. How can we not have the ball? We just blocked the field goal. But the one thing that I know going forward, Coach Moore, you realize this, and a big significant point, when we beat the Giants, man, we had 5 takeaways in a row. We plus 5. We're a minus 4 going into this game. Well, we end up being plus 1 in the turnover margin. I can tell you right now, we're beating Atlanta. If we plus 1 or plus 2, it goes up. But I think if we plus 1 and just take that approach, as simple as that is, people don't want to always – Bobby, you always talk about that. I'm just telling you, it's that important. Protect the football. Take it away. We plus 1, we beat Atlanta. And that was a big part of us being on the plus side, finally, since that Giants game, on the turnover margin, of us coming away with a win.
Yeah, I thought we really attacked the football on defense in a positive manner. Created 2 turnovers, really had a third on the first drive. You know, obviously we get the unfortunate roughing the passer, but Tamara's right there, makes a big-time interception there, and we had more shots at it. And so, you know, the more opportunities you have at it, you know, we just got to keep attacking the football. We're going to get our chance. And you know, the one turnover is really Cam's goofy field goal situation. So that's our one turnover on offense, or I guess our team in general. I thought, Tyler did an excellent job protecting the football while playing fairly aggressive. Runners ran really, really physical, protecting the football still. And so, definitely some progress there, and hopefully we can continue that.
Coach Moore, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know, what's roughing the passer? I think it depends how big the quarterback is. I can tell you how DeMario Davis – if he'd have hit Justin Herbert, or Josh Allen, they don't call that because Bryce is so little. I mean, I could see Reed. You can't hit him in the face mask. Come on. You cannot go for the head, hit him in the face mask and all that. That was a penalty. But when you watch the film, DeMario Davis, what, did he hit him too hard? He didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the shoulder. Y'all have to turn that in, say that was not a good call.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll definitely see, what we can get out of those calls there just to put ourselves in best position, similar to a few weeks ago when Grando had his. Our goal is just to educate our guys and put ourselves in the best position. So sometimes there's frustration when you don't feel like, what can we do different there in that situation? The strike zone, sometimes for different players, it's going to be different sizes on quarterbacks. And so it's challenging for these defensive guys. Definitely is.
So, Coach, I know there are a lot of ways to win, that winning field goal and some big explosive play, but I don't know. I'm thinking for yourself, the play caller, you get the ball with 7:35 left in the game. It's just still 17-7, and you go 14 plays, 48 yards. You chew up the clock. It's four here, five there. When they know you're going to run, that's got to be – and then you get to victory formation. From a play-calling standpoint, that's got to be pretty cool satisfaction.
Yeah, I think there's no better feeling in the world than, to finish a game that way. Like, that's the way you want to finish games, is under your terms, controlling the football, just some big-time plays. Chris has that spectacular one-handed catch on the sideline, him and Tyler hook up. We get some first downs in there, and then we're able to grind it out. And, between Taysom and the runners and the physicality, our O-line battling, our tight ends battling, Vele's in there doing a bunch of dirty work blocking. That was just such a cool drive just to see it play itself out.
I feel the same way, exactly. And so we'll take a quick break again and come back, and we'll talk more with Saints head coach Kellen Moore along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Mike Hoss. Back after this. This is a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back, and now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing First in Service, but next week's a bye. So I want to go back a little bit. There's no question here, but this I just thought it's kind of cool. So last year, first game of the season, Saints beat Carolina 47-10, and the Saints had two explosive plays. They win yesterday 17-7, had four explosive plays. You win by 30, and you have two less explosive plays. Anyway, football's a crazy sport. My question is, felt like you were just going to be aggressive yesterday. Fourth down and four early in the second quarter, 10-7, you go for it. There was a penalty, but so you ended up punting, but you were going for it. Fourth and one you made with Taysom. Fourth quarter, 10-7, fourth and four, Carolina 32. Again, Tyler got shucked, didn't work out, but that style was play to win.
Yeah, no question. I felt like we were in some situation where we could go for it on fourth down. Felt like the situations were ideal. Statistically it made sense. And so, we were able to convert two of them. Three of, third one we weren't. And really we had a fourth opportunity. Unfortunately, we had the false start there. But we were trying to play those downs, give ourselves opportunities to extend those drives. We got, and it comes back to, those third downs we were talking about, the fourth downs, playing longer drives, extending drives, and giving ourselves more opportunities.
Coach Moore, I tell you what, if we have scoring defense like this, we're not going to lose another game. If we only give up 7 points, I would say even if Coach Staley and the defense only gives up 17, we should win. I think you put that on your plate. Good job, Coach Staley. We hold them 17 points or less. You should win in the NFL. That's great scoring defense. But I thought it was so impressive, and the defense dominating. To me, it was the most dominant overall performance of the season. You held Carolina to a season low of 175 yards and 7 points. The average is 3.5 yards a play. They only converted 3 of 9 on third down. Bryce Young, 124 yards passing. And then you hold in Carolina to 73 yards on 32 carries. And Carolina wants to run the ball, 3.2 yard average. And they had a cat named Rico Dottle who had just rushed for more than 650 yards in the previous five games. Then he only has 53 yards, 2.9 yard average. So did you give Coach Staley a game ball? You need to give Brandon Staley a game ball. That was outstanding.
No question. That was a phenomenal performance by our defense, I thought. Just where our guys responded. Again, it's all about response in this league, handling the opportunity right in front of you. We knew these guys had a lot of success around the football. So stop and run is about team defense and playing all together, playing tied in. Thought excellent, you know, gap control, push, bend backs up front. The edges set the edges. The backers played free. The linebackers fit well. The corners fit well. Took everyone, and I thought credit to our guys is playing really good execution football.
You know, Coach Moore, look at this, and obviously you want to average more per carry, but I thought it was critical in your play calling. You know, I think that measuring stick's like 65. You want at least offensive plays. We end up having 67. But your attempt to rush the football. Now, obviously, I look at Carolina. They're a running team. There's no excuse. They only ran the ball 23 times. They averaged 3.2. Now, we only averaged 3.3, but we're still committed in how we finished the game to have 37 rushing attempts. How is a play caller, and obviously it could be the Evan Floyd game, but I know you never want to be the game's over that we only had, let's say, high teens or low 20s rushing attempts. I don't think that's winning football. And I know when you had Saquon and all the Eagles and what you want to do now, and I remember talking to Sean Payton, you always got to be hovering around 30 rushing attempts, and we're able to have 37. And even though we only averaged 3.3 yards a carry, like I said, we attempted to rush the football.
Yeah, yeah, we want to run the football. I mean, that's the identity of us. We want to be a physical team that runs the football, stops the run on defense, and this thing is a battle up front each and every week between these O-lines and D-lines, and that's just the way it's got to be. And so, you know, for us, we got to put ourselves in those situations. We got to, you know, we got to get our rushing attempts. We got to be clean and efficient on first and second down. We got to put ourselves in third downs that are manageable so we can even run the ball on third down. And then when you got a lead and you can grind it out late in the game, you know, that's the formula to win football games. When you have a lead, the pass rush is attacking them, and we're able to run the football and control the clock like we did at the end of the game. And so, you know, certainly that's a formula we want to replicate as much as we can.
So now here we are in the bye week, week 11, and then week 12 will be Atlanta. The CBA, I think, mandatory. The players get like 4 days off. That's done, but I don't think that's true for coaches. How much time will you spend at the office? And when you do get away, what is Kellen Moore? What's the getaway for Kellen Moore?
Yeah, no, it'll be great. We'll get a few days to get away. Always important for players and coaches to have a little bit of separation from this. We spend a lot of time together, and just as you think about with your own families, you spend a lot of time together. You get a little ornery with each other every once in a while. So, you know, these are great breaks for our guys. I think to come out of it, you know, finishing with a win obviously gives us a nice little positive affirmations for the next week or so. And so, you know, we'll get a few days. I think a big thing for us is always reflection, the self-scout, the evaluating where we are, you know, schematically, personnel-wise. You know, then you get a little break, and then Monday we'll come back together as a group, and we'll be ready to rock and roll for a big-time division game.
Yeah, Coach Moore, that's the direction I was going. Obviously, that bye week helps you to self-scout your tendencies and you know, because the other team, they know what you're doing and what you could be better at or what maybe we're doing too much. But have you able to look at the film? And obviously, they're going to play when you have the bye. It's going to be Carolina at Atlanta. I'm still boggled. I didn't see any of this, but what in the hell happened when Carolina beats Atlanta 30-0, and Atlanta just went the week before and beat the Vikings on the road, and then they lose 30-0 to Carolina. Have you watched that game yet, or what?
I haven't gotten to the Atlanta film yet from their team perspective. We're kind of digging into ours pretty good this week, but obviously we'll be watching them closely. We'll start studying them as this week progresses. We'll start watching their film. And get ready to roll because, you know, obviously this is going to be a fun one. This is going to be my first chance to play, you know, compete in one of these New Orleans, Atlanta games. And we know the impact these games are going to have.
Well, Coach, who was your biggest rival at Boise State?
It was definitely those Idaho Vandals at one point in the and maybe the Fresno Bulldogs.
So you're new to the rivalry, so just pretend Atlanta is Fresno or Idaho. Just pretend. All week, and you'll
absolutely
get that's the there. Now you have it. That's the rivalry.
no doubt. I don't have a whole lot of red in my attire in my closet, so I'm good.
You are good. You're set. Appreciate your time, as always. As you can see, man, much, much funner after a big W. Enjoy your time off. Say hello to the family again. Reacquaint, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.